Hey everybody, this is Christina with On Request Magazine, and I'm here today with Brian Quinn. How you doing, Brian?
Doing well, how are you?
Doing well, doing well. Boy, we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy month.
I guess so. Well, real quick for our listeners' sake, I'm going to do a little Brian Quinn music history here.
Okay.
For all of you out there listening, we are podcast listeners all over the world. Brian Quinn is quite the guitarist, and he has more years experience than I could even possibly cover here. Formerly of Foster Child, he's played with so many people. The list is endless. And recently, very recently, he was announced as the new guitarist for Candlebox. He also has been announced as the new guitarist for a project that we're going to talk about here called, and let me know if I'm pronouncing this right, Brian, Le Projet?
Le Projet.
All right, yeah. Great. Yeah, so, you know, there's just a lot to talk about here with Brian, and we're going to get into it right now. So tell me a little bit about this new project, because this is so exciting. It's, to me, what you can only call a super group with a combination of members. Do you want to tell everybody who's all involved in this project?
Sure, yeah. Aside from myself, it's Kevin Martin and Adam Carey, who the singer and bass player from Candlebox. Lenny Cerzosi Jr., who's the other guitar player. And Morgan Rose from Seven Dust is playing drums for the project.
That's kind of a crazy lineup. I mean, I had to wrap my head around it when I saw everyone involved. And, wow, I mean, and the first single that I've heard so far was Refugee, which we shared on our podcast just the other day. That track just blew me away. You guys are amazing.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. And that's the first single that I'm on. The guys were actually together. This project was kind of the brainchild of Lenny Cerzosi, the other guitar player. And, you know, Kevin and I having the history that we have together, I was with Foster Child and he being with Candlebox, we were signed to the same subsidiary label through Warner Brothers years ago. And Kevin just called me out of the blue back in... It was November, and he said, I'm going to be out in Pennsylvania recording with this new project I have the first week of December. If you'd like to, I'd love for you to come up and play on a song. So, I immediately said yes, because I was, you know, always really anxious to work with Kevin. So I went up, and they had me record on two songs, one of them being Refugee, and then the other one hasn't been released yet. We're still working on that one. But, yeah, so he had me come in, and the session went amazing. I just had such a really good vibe working with those guys. We just really all seemed to be on the same page. And we spent some time together out in L.A. at the NAMM show this past January, and we're just kind of cultivating your relationship a bit more. And they... had invited me, I just went on and they invited me to come in under the project with them, which I was ecstatic about because of all the players on it are just amazing. Just mega, mega talented guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say so, for sure. It you know, and the one thing, too, that I like about it is that, you know, you can't really, you know, I don't know, for me anyway, I'm always interested when I'm hearing... a lot of different flavors in what you guys are doing, you know, aside from a straight rock vibe, there's, you know, there's a lot going on there. I mean, what would you say if someone said, okay, well, you know, what do you guys play? It sounds more than just straight rock to me.
Yeah. You know, and that when I first heard, the material that, you know, they sent me some songs to check out just for the sake of checking them out. And I was, under the same impression, I loved it. I knew that I loved it, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I even quantify it as. I don't even know what to call it. I mean, I don't know. It's, everybody's coming from different points, you know, it's not, obviously it's not as heavy as Seven Dust, but it's, you know, it's not as rock as Camelbox.
Right.
And then, you know, there's elements of even some of the other stuff that hasn't yet released yet. I mean, there's, I have a, you know, pretty extensive blues background, so I'm playing slide guitar on some other stuff. It's just everybody's coming from different points and all putting their ideas together from their various backgrounds, and it's really turning into something unique. And I love it. I literally just love the music. I was really hoping to be a part of it. And then when they asked me, I was, yeah, I was thrilled.
Well, that was the exact same reaction I had. You know, I'm sure your publicist told you that, you know, I was just kind of in awe. It took me about, I don't know, 20 seconds maybe into the track, and I was like, wow, this stuff is amazing. But at the same time, I felt just like you, like, you know, I don't even know what I would say this is, except that I love it. It's just so great.
Yeah, I'm very happy with it. And even we were just in studio about a month and a half ago, the same studio that I went into over their sessions in December. And this time they had, you know, invited me to come in and you know, co-write with them and be there for the session, not just come in for the session, but be there, you know, stay with them the whole week and just bounce ideas off one another. And it was just a really organic thing, and it's certainly different than any other project I've ever done, in terms of how the writing's getting done and recording. I mean, we're basically writing it right there, and then we're doing writing, pre-production, and tracking within the span of a few hours. And it's just, the ideas are just flying on everybody.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, actually, too. I mean, that's what really interested me. It seems like, you know, what the final product is just comes out of the most brilliant jam session ever. Because, you know, you're not doing the pre-production, and this is just this very, like you said, very organic thing that's just happening between a bunch of really very talented and experienced musicians.
Yeah, and that's really what it is. I guess that's the best way I can put it, is it's just organic. We're, you know, one of those situations where it's just nothing that I'm used to, because I've been, you know, with the other projects, it was always, we wrote for a while, you know, we'd write, like a foster child, we'd write 40 songs, you know, whittle that down to 20, and then pick 11 that we wanted, of the best ones we wanted to put on the record, and then, you know, do a pile of pre-production and really work, flesh out the ideas. This is just, it's like guerrilla writing. It's unbelievable, right? But it's cool, it's just so much different, and the taste was certainly something that intrigued me for sure, because it's at such a fast pace, and you can see how these guys who obviously sold millions and millions of records, just how their brains are working, and then how, you know, just how the group dynamic works, and you know, who's behind who is, and where this idea is coming from. Aside from being involved in it, it's really fascinating to watch happen as well.
I would imagine, because I think it. I mean, to me, it seems like it's sort of writing from your gut. You know, they say that your gut reaction is the thing you should go with. And, you know,
yeah.
So I think sometimes when you're doing so much writing and analyzing and tearing things down and building it back up again, I mean, you know, you definitely can end up with a great product, but sometimes it's that first thing that just pops out that you're like, okay, that's the thing. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, amazing. And I'll tell you, even one of the coolest things that I've seen, you know, I've over the years have done shows and briefly met Morgan, you know, a bunch of times, but we weren't sitting there working together and, you know, just kind of getting to know each other as people. That guy is mad talented. It's unbelievable, because he plays, you know, he'll be sitting there playing some guitar ideas. He's just hearing melodies and rhythms that are, it's mind-bending. stuff, you know? He's a multi-talented guy, which, you know, I didn't know only because I didn't know him how I knew him, and then just getting to spend that time in the studio with him, I was like, man, it's just a really, really cool thing. It's so much fun to just sit there with those guys. We're just bouncing ideas, and it's, you know, it's chilled out. It's not, You know, there's no like frenetic pace. We're not under any gun to deliver a record anywhere. You know, it's just, let's just write and have fun and come up with parts and make these songs as good as they can possibly be.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, and that's the beauty of it, I think. And that, along with the fact that, you know, the fact that you guys have so much collective history and experience, and yet you're still learning from each other, which is the coolest thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, seeing those guys, you know, and that's what you aspire to, is to be a, you know, at that level, and seeing the guys that have done it in the biggest, you know, arenas possible in the music industry.
Right.
I mean, it's invaluable. You know, I mean, it's just to getting to work with those guys and see how they work and see how they write. I mean, it's really educational, and I love it. Because I try to keep an open mind with everything, and I just sit there and soak it all in.
Well, that's the mark of a very creative, talented person. I mean, always just soaking things up. And, you know, for me, it's like I listen to you play, and it's hard for me to imagine that you have anything to learn. But I guess, you know, growth is always there, you know. So it's really great that you can be a part of this and just grow even more, which is astounding. But you mentioned something about, you know, the big arenas and, you know, all the records they've sold and all of this collectively, which is a very true statement. It leads me into what I was going to ask you also about this particular project. You know, this is something that's so different, which is truly exciting for someone who writes about music, and I'm sure it's very exciting for you as an artist, you know, but it got me thinking, okay, so with music and the whole music industry being so different now and sort of so much more pop driven than rock driven, you know, where do you see this project going? I mean, what is the goal for you guys? Is this anything you've thought of as far as longevity and what you want to do with it, how you want to approach it, you know, from touring perspectives, all of that? I mean, things are just so different now. It's so hard to gauge.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think everybody's aware of how different, you know, the landscape is, the music landscape is now. You know, it is a lot more pop-driven and should even be country-driven, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, and it's all, I like it all, but it's, you know, it's my heart lies with this kind of music, with, you know, really, you know, guitar-driven rock and, you know, hard drawn beats and just great vocal, you know, the soaring vocal melodies. I don't know. It's nothing like we really even discussed. It's literally just let's sit down and write and bounce ideas off each other and come up with the best idea possible. I mean, we're not even really, as far as I can see in my limited time being with these guys, there's literally no agenda. It's let's just write a bunch of great tunes and get it done, and, you know, we'll get an album together at some point, and then I'm sure we're going to get it out on, you know, on stage, and I can't wait to do that. But it's nothing really that, you know, like I stated earlier, there's no agenda, there's no, we're not under the gun to have to get it, you know, we're just making it as good as possible and just writing songs for right now.
Well, man, I'm telling you, I would love to see you guys hit the road and really get it out there because, you know, I guess I'm with you. I have a wide variety of tastes in music, but my heart is exactly where yours is. You know, give me some guitar-driven, you know, rock and some just great lyrics and a great live show. I am so there, you know, and I think, you know, I would love to see a lot more of that out on the road than I think we have in recent years. I mean, there's definitely some great bands out there, but I would love to see it be more in the spotlight and see people be able to experience what you guys are doing, because I think they would really love it, you know? I just think what they're saturated with is, you know, kind of what they're limited to hearing in a way, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I was having a discussion with a musician friend of mine about that. It's just all the stuff that's really in the mainstream that's getting all the attention now. My biggest I guess, critique of it is that there's literally nothing dangerous about it. There's nothing that's, you know, like, piss and vinegar about it. Like, there's cool bands, for sure. You know what I mean? And they have good songs and everything, but it's not like that first time you saw Guns N' Roses. Like,
right.
Your stomach dropped because you knew it was like you almost felt dirty for watching. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing out there like that, and that's, you know.
Guy, it could happen. No, but I'm with you on that.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's just, you know, there's nothing that really caught me. And when, you know, prior to me being involved with any of this, before I even spoken to these guys about, you know, getting into a studio with them or recording or writing or even becoming a member of the band, I had heard the stuff and I was like, man, this is definitely something I could get on board with. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So, I really like it, and there is Kevin is such a great writer as well. I mean, lyrically and melodically, he's just so spot on that I've never heard another singer go to.
Oh yeah, I love Kevin. I haven't talked to him in a few years, and I'm so excited that not only is he involved in this project, but that you're involved with Candlebox now. I mean, just there just isn't enough of this, Brian. I'm telling you, it's. It's so exciting, and that's why when I heard the single Refugee, I was just sort of in awe. It gave me that feeling that, you know, you want to have when you're, I want to be challenged when I listen to something new, you know, and when
right.
I do what I do and I have an email folder filled with music people want me to listen to every single day and they start like overlapping and sounding like the same record. I'm just like, okay, I'll listen to this one. What's this one going to sound like? And when I hear something that totally challenges me and makes me, I can't tell you how many times I listen to that single on repeat. It's that good. So I'm serious. It's good. Crazy.
I'm glad you asked. That's awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, I won't gush over you anymore on that, but let me ask you, guys are working on your debut album. Do you have any sort of estimation of when you think that might drop, and do you have a working title for the record that people can look out for?
There's nothing yet that I could really tell you definitively. We are going to go back into the studio and finish up. We have a few songs that we've been working on, but we just need to finish up, and I know, you know, a couple of the guys have other ideas that they wanted to get to. So I believe we're going to be going back in like in the later fall, early winter, back in the studio, and probably getting every, by that point, you know, if we write, you know, maybe two or three more songs, there'll be plenty there for an LP. Mm-hmm. And you know, probably that would more than likely take us into the new year. You know, like I said, it doesn't seem, there's really no rush on it, you know, like we just want to make sure that it's doing to us what it should be doing to everybody else.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's good. And will you be dropping more singles maybe as time goes on before you actually release a full length?
Yes. Yeah. I do believe there is definitely another one. There's another single called, I believe the next one is going to be Wait For It.
Okay.
Is the name of the song.
All right.
So,
cool.
Yeah, but there's a few on YouTube. If you check out Wait For J on YouTube, there's the first one they put out was a song called Save Yourself, and then the next one was a song called Head Down, which is amazing. I love that. I love all the songs, but Head Down really, really caught me when I first heard it. And Lenny does an amazing guitar solo on it, which I just love where he went with it. And so they had another song called Little Shifts that they did, which is an anti-bullying song, and it's great. Like, the lyric content, and it's just really, really thriving.
Oh, wow.
It's good.
Definitely going to check all that out. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to hear everything. So I'm stoked, and we're gonna definitely help promote anything you guys do. So we have to talk about Candlebox. Have to talk about you now being a full member of the band, and this has sort of been something that I think Kevin saw happening a long time ago, or maybe hoped would happen at some point. But you know, you guys have that history of touring together on the same label. You've been friends. Now you guys are going to be on the road celebrating the 20th anniversary of Candlebox's sophomore album, correct?
Yes, it's the 20th anniversary of Lucy. You know, the set has a lot of material from that record in it. And yeah, I'm just happy to be a part of it. You know, Chad and I have been talking for years about having something and being involved with it, not Candlebox per se, but just anything musical. And the way things turned out, you know, he just gave me a call and said, hey, the position's going to be open, and would you be interested in doing it? And any chance I get to play with Kevin Martin, I'm taking it. So, that was it. And, you know, just, I've been spending a lot of time really learning the parts, how they should be, you know, because I want to do what Pete has recorded and done through, I want to do it justice.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. So,
you got such an amazing guitar player, and they've written some unbelievable songs, you know, massive hits. I just, you know, if I'm coming in to the situation being what it is, I just want to do the best job possible and put on the best show possible for all the Candlebox fans.
Well, you know, this is definitely something that seems like a completely logical fit for you and for them. And I'm sure that was an easy decision when Kevin made that call for you to just say, yeah. Totally in. So, I mean, you know, are you itching to get out there on the road and, you know, kind of experience that full-fledged, you're on tour with Candlebox, all their fans, all of that? I mean, I know you've been on the road with them, but this is a little different this time around.
Yeah, it is. Obviously it's going to be an adjustment just because it's a whole new project, a couple of the guys, I haven't played with before, as far as that goes, yes, I'm really looking forward to it. It's one of those things where, you know, we'll be in certain situations where I'm actually going to be in the band that's headlining, I've never been in that situation before other than just doing, you know, smaller tours, you know.
Right. Now, do you know where the tour is going to take you? Is it nationwide or East Coast, do you know?
The summer tour, we're doing a lot of fly-ins, so we'll be, we're doing a lot of state hopping, so I start with the band July 23rd in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and then we have a show in Michigan a couple days later, and then I know that we're doing, Oregon, and there's a whole list. So we're bouncing around a little bit, and then I believe in the fall it's going to be, you know, a regular bus tour where we're going all over the place. You know, your routing will be a little bit different.
Right. Well, I certainly hope you guys hit California, because I'm going to be there regardless.
I would love that.
That would be great. And, you know, let me ask you this. Now, you're known sort of in your hometown. You play a lot of local gigs with different musicians just all over the place. Now, I'm sure they're going to be missing you, but up until you actually go out on tour, are you going to, you know, keep playing constantly these other gigs that you normally play, or is that going to take a backseat for a little while?
Certainly at least until I'm leaving in 2 weeks. So, I'm still going to do my gigs that are around. I do a lot of solo acoustic stuff where, I'll do more, some stuff from bands that I've been in, and, throw in, so a couple cover songs that I like doing. So, yeah, I'll do those until I'm gone. It's only really acoustic stuff. There's nothing on you know, on the schedule with Foster Child or Octane or Sinking or any of those guys. It's just playing some acoustic music. I have to be playing.
Right. So, I kind of got that feeling.
I tried that. Too much nervous energy. I can't sit still for too long. So I definitely got to be out and be playing.
Were you also working on some solo stuff aside from, you know, your acoustic gigs, but were you going to be working on, like, your own solo project at some point, or am I dreaming?
No, I was. I was working on it. It was going great guns until kind of all of this just came up, you know, so I kind of had a back burner for the time being, which I don't mind at all.
Right.
And I have a bunch of stuff written with, two other guys, it's a three-piece. So I have a bunch of stuff written, and I'm just, it's all there. The stuff is written. It's just getting a chance to get it recorded and put it out.
Right.
Yeah. There's no real timetable on that. I'm just, it's just nice to know it's there, and then if I'm home for any extended period of time, I'll probably go straight into a studio and get the stuff put down.
Well, that's good. Something else to look forward to from you, so that's awesome. I like that. Well, is there anything else that we didn't cover as far as these two projects that you want to let people know about?
I cut a record with the band St. Kane, which features it's John Costco, who he was in the band Dropbox, and he did the duet with Sully Erna, Touche on Godsmack's The Other Side record. So I've been playing with those guys for the last few years, and there was a batch of tunes written, and we went in and I cut that record with those guys about 2 months ago, or a month and a half ago, down in Baltimore. So we just did like a 6-song EP, but we have a bunch of guest guys on. We have like Troy from Mastodon singing on one.
Oh, wow.
Kurt from Crowbar is on another. I think LJ from Seven Dust is supposed to sing on one of the songs, although I don't think he went into the studio yet. It was basically, once I was done recording that record, I went right into the studio with Lake Roger. So I actually just was talking to the St. Kane guys today about the album, the EP getting mixed.
Wow.
So,
you got a few things going on, Brian. I mean, you're you must be like the easiest, nicest guy to work with because everyone wants to work with you.
Well, I hope so. I guess I could be dealing with a lot of different personalities and projects, but I just like putting my head down and doing the best job I could possibly do. I just want it to sound the best that it could possibly sound, and I just want to write the best parts I can write for these guys, no matter what it is, you know?
Oh, yeah, so, absolutely.
I just kind of did after we kind of decided to back on our Foster Child, I went out on my own, so I was just playing with everybody, you know? So, I enjoy doing that, but as far as it's, as far as it goes now, with getting the opportunity with Candlebox and Lake Roger, I'm just concentrating on, doing the best job I could possibly do touring with Candlebox, which is, right around the corner.
Well, they're in good hands, both projects, so, I'm sure they're very glad to have you, and I'm glad that you took the time to talk to us today. And I don't know if you remember this or not, but the way we take you out of the interview is you get to ask me any question at all that you want under the sun.
What, any questions I want, what is it?
You can ask me anything at all that you want. You get the last question.
I get the last question. What do you see the rock scene going towards?
That's tough. I mean,
how everything is now. Where do you see the rock scene heading towards?
Here's what I see right now for the moment. Right now, it just seems to be like everything that comes across to me is very metal driven. So, you know, if you take away the obvious, the top 40 stuff and the things that people who aren't necessarily part of a bigger music scene, what they think is popular music, it's the only way I know how to put it. Take all that away, take away the country, because that's its whole scene, all of its own. You know, the rock scene in and of itself is either very indie or very metal right now. And what I'm hoping for, because I'm starting to see a little more of, you know, I guess the only way I know how to put it is true rock, straight up rock music, rearing its head again and coming in these projects here and there. I really hope to see more of it infused back into the scene. But I don't know for sure if it's going to happen yet. I'm hoping. But, you know, for me, I like really heavy music too. I like what alternative hardcore, but I definitely want to hear singing. I want to have a story or at least have a meaning to the song. I don't want to have to figure it out because the whole time you're only getting the growl. So, you know, I mean, there's a place for that. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I love bands that can incorporate both. But yeah, I'm hoping to see it shift a little bit more toward let's get some edge, but let's also get some stories going out there. Let's get some true rock vocals and, you know, kind of have I miss the days of the rock shows where, you know, you can go out and you see a bunch of rock fans who aren't only concerned with moshing and walls of death, but they just really want to hear a good rock show. You know what I mean?
That's kind of what I was alluding to when I mentioned earlier about, you know, like with Guns N' Roses, just and the danger of it as far, I mean, as far as rock music goes. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of killer metal bands out there, and
Right.
I agree with you. I agree with what you're saying, but yeah, it's just as far as like a dangerous rock band, it's just balls to the walls, straight rock. I mean, just some of the older guys are still out there doing it, but it's just you don't see an up and coming band
Right.
doing that anymore.
I'd love to
There's
see.
certainly a void to be filled.
Yeah, for sure, especially for young music fans, because it would be great to see a younger generation know that feeling of, you know, going out to see a show like that and know what it means and why. I mean, classic rock was responsible for so much of what we have now, but the younger people may not even realize that, you know what I mean? So anyway, that's how I feel. Let it be known, and hopefully we'll see that. And thank you so much, Brian. I appreciate it, and you know, good luck with everything. I'm sure it's going to be a great summer for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it, Christina.
All
Thank you
right.
very much for having me.
Thank you, and go to your gig. I'll talk to you soon. Take it easy.
All right, so then.
All right. Bye-bye, Brian.